Jacksonville's vehicle for hire committee began rolling again Tuesday after hitting the brakes to see what the state would do about app-based Uber and Lyft. Contracted drivers who use their personal cars already have injury and accident insurance when passengers are aboard, but the legislature proposed minimums for when the driver is in between passengers. Councilman Matt Schellenberg agrees with that idea and says the companies already have the coverage.
I don't have a problem, to be upfront, to have a minimum that someone has and to compare that to a taxi when he should drive around town to doing his own thing as a college student. But when he applies and puts that app on, he gets $1 million. That's what they're saying. And that's substantially more than the taxis.
Under the legislature's proposal, Uber and Lyft drivers would have been required to have $150,000 in personal and accident insurance. That rate would jump to $1 million when the driver is carrying passengers. And the insurance issue becomes more complicated when considering so-called rogue drivers, those who pick up passengers who didn't request them through the app. Here's Councilman Bill Gulliford.
In effect, that driver is committing fraud by virtue of picking up that passenger and representing themselves as being an Uber driver. The passenger doesn't know that they're not doing it legally, do they?
Instead of trying to penalize the companies for driver misconduct, the committee proposes going after drivers with stiffer fines and greater enforcement power for police, including booting and towing their cars. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.